Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 20. I'm Emily and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you about 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for and then to thank God for it. We'll start that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that we can find more joy in everyday occurrences, just in the day-to-day world around us. Let's take about 25 seconds to pray for that, but then maybe also start to think about the things in our day-to-day life that bring us joy. Our scripture reading today comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 to 24. It says this: "You've not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire. You haven't come to a mountain of darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them because they couldn't bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. That was the command. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, 'I am trembling with fear.' No, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. You've come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." Right, this portion of Hebrews here is a reimagining of the picture of the Ten Commandments being given to Moses on Mount Sinai. And we read that earlier on in the podcast, in the Advent series here. Right, if you remember, as to where Moses approached clouds and thick darkness and fire and a trumpet blast, the author of the letter to the Hebrews says, "For you, it is not darkness, but it's a joyful celebration of angels and of all those who went before you, now made perfect." So let's close today by meditating on the phrase, "You've not come to a mountain that can be touched, that's burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm. You've come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. You've come to God." Let's take a few moments now to meditate on that joyous celebration. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power that I might not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.
Israel. method man, teach us in a way. Reach your